9:16 on this Wednesday morning, and it's time for another edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security.
Happy Inauguration Day.
Same to you.
Mm-hmm. It's happening today. What's going on right now, guys?
Some 3 hours away.
It's happening today. You guys like the addition of the new desk here in the Muser Bunker? Or
what
table?
Is that?
I guess it's a table. P1 Mike, he goes to estate sales and such, and he emails me from time to time when he sees a typewriter or something else he thinks I may find interesting. And he asked me if I wanted this drafting table. So this is what, you know, like architects use and stuff like that. You can tilt the top of it.
Cool.
And but it's, you know, it's big and it's got a lot of room and it can raise up and down. And I always like standing desks and things like that because I got a bad back. And it feels better when I stand up.
You and Tiger.
I know it. Yeah, Tiger and I have a lot in common. We're both the best at what we do.
You both.
Both have women troubles.
Driven into fire hydrants.
And we've both driven into fire hydrants and
both
made
been
a lot
arrested.
Of people mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both been arrested. That's right.
Yeah. Both had mug shots.
So thanks to Mike for giving this to me. It was very kind of it. Didn't charge me anything.
Huh.
Isn't that sweet of him?
Very nice.
This is from the estate of Burt Fields Sr., who was a prominent Dallasite. I think he started, it was North Dallas Bank and Trust.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. But he also owned a lot of land in North Dallas and that.
He was a dude who had an actual estate sale.
Not yeah, he truly had an estate rather than...
not just, the fake ones that I've always run through the years. Estate sale is just a cheap garage sale in the driveway.
Dressed up garage sale. I still love estate sales. I'm fascinated by them, and they make me really sad.
Yeah, they make me sad.
It's both. But it's like time travel, particularly when it's, you know, an older person who didn't update their life very much in the last 30 years of their life. So it's like time travel. You go back and see all these old things that you may remember from your own youth or from your own grandparents or something like that. So that part's fascinating to me.
When you are old, do you think you're going to update your life? Or will you still be living with 1998 furniture and
odd
furniture?
It's a great question because I was just thinking that recently. I was kind of meditating on the fact of I'm torn between these two ideas. I don't want to be the person that stays stuck in some particular time. But also, there's no reason to update things that are still good. And the constant consumption that we have, always buying new things, that seems wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I think you appreciate that more when you get older.
Yeah, when you get older, I'm sure a lot of older people think, well, there's nothing wrong with this particular thing. As a matter of fact, people will pay good money for this particular antique that I have in here. So why am I in such a hurry to get rid of it just because I've had it for 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to update my life.
I don't think I'll update.
Really?
No.
You're serious?
I mean that. I'm not kidding.
I think I will. I think I need to keep living up to my nickname, Cutting Edge Craig.
It's never, ever been your nickname.
Cutting Edge Craig.
I'll probably always be updating.
But don't you at some point start to say to yourself, well, wait, why redo a whole room when the room is fine?
Because I think you need to fight Alzheimer's by constantly changing it up.
Oh, wait, I forgot who I'm married to. Yeah, we'll keep updating.
Okay, once again, this show is not your personal clearinghouse.
Yeah, but it's a place to crack some hilarious jokes. Jokes, just jokes.
Anyway, thank you to Mike, and I'm going to try to put that to good use. Another Mike, a P1 on Twitter, Michael. I don't know whether he references the Hardline here, at least he copies a few of them in it. So did the Hardline talk about Willy Wonka recently?
I missed it if they did. That's your favorite movie.
Michael says,
time.
Willy Wonka is a god-awful, terrible movie.
He's right.
Don't be deceived. It's genuinely one of the worst movies you'll ever see.
Yep. That is not a weak opinion.
But because people our age had nothing else to watch back then,
yep.
We have fond memories, I guess. it's so bad. He had to add that at the end.
This guy's my favorite movie reviewer.
He's right about this, too.
Hey, you can temper your opinion a little bit.
Not a great movie.
Maybe give it some credit for, I don't know, technical achievement or something.
It's aimed at kids, but every kid who watches that is going to get so freaked out.
No, Wizard of Oz is the one that's bad.
Okay, I'll go with you. Yeah, that's bad, too. But
Willy Wonka was great. There were a few disturbing elements to it, but overall, don't you think it's better than that Johnny Depp version?
I never saw it.
Me neither.
Oh, really? Oh, you guys need to watch the Johnny Depp version and compare it to Gene Wilder's rendering.
I love Gene Wilder, but I did not like
Willy Wonka. He was awesome as Willy Wonka. Fantastic.
I do not support Johnny Depp after what he did to Amber Heard.
So that's why you retroactively didn't watch his Willy Wonka performance?
Correct.
Oh. You're maddening.
That's his reasons.
You're maddening.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, let's talk about exploding vagina candles.
I'm listening.
Why'd the music stop?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, you know, friend of the ticket, Gwyneth Paltrow, came out with a candle that was called... This smells like my vagina. That was the name of the candle. And she sold it on Goop, which is her website for rich people things. $75 to buy a candle that smells
ridiculous.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow's.
No candle should cost more than $8.
Goop is what we used to use as kids to clean our hands after working on stuff. Remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah. It's called Goop. That's different than Goof Off, right? Is it Goof Off or Goop Off? The stuff in the little can that you get stickers
goo
off
gone?
Things.
Gooby gone?
Goo gone?
Is goo gone?
Is goo gone?
Goo gone.
Is he hog?
What's that, Mike?
Is he hog?
Yeah, Jer's right. There's a goo gone.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
But
isn't there a goop? There's also a goof off. Check that one. G-O-O-F off. And then it's like an adhesive remover, I think.
Yeah.
So correct. I was right, too.
Yep. And I'm talking about Goop, which came in a little can. G-O-O-P. Remember that?
No.
I think you're lying.
Here it is. Goop hand cleaner.
Okay. Yes, to have the power of pumice.
See, Goop.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So my cousin and I used to use Goop after working on our bikes.
Okay.
So a woman in the UK bought one of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candles.
Hello!
What? Why are you so put off by it? It is a medical word. We need to take that word.
Who are you talking to?
You. We need to take that word back.
Stop talking to me.
I can talk to you if I want. I'm paid to talk to you. It's my job.
Wow!
Sound like Dale.
Why do you want that smell wafting through your house? Won't you
what
go
smell?
For a nice vanilla candle? Or
what smell, George?
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Mark, and play that for Peter King tomorrow morning.
My gosh.
I'm staying on subject
matter
here. No.
All right, yeah, you got to play both parts of it, though, Jerry, so you got to edit it together. So when it comes time for George to ask Peter King a question, George says, why do you want that smell wafting through your house? And Peter King is going to say, I'm sorry, what smell?
Okay.
And play the second part.
Or we can start just making calls with that.
Aren't you interested, though, to know what that smells like?
Yeah, why not?
No.
You don't like her?
Yeah, but... That's none of my business, and I doubt she can
do... What do you mean it's none of your business?
She's selling these candles.
I doubt... Well, it shouldn't be anybody's
business. It's her
business, and I doubt she can duplicate it.
You doubt that women can duplicate the smells of their own vagina?
Yeah.
In candle form. So this woman lit up this candle, and it exploded in her living room, emitting huge flames... flying bits everywhere. She says, I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room. So Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina exploded in this woman's living room.
The candle did.
Yes, the candle called that.
How
big is the candle? I don't know, Craig. $75.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
You should never pay more than $8 for a candle.
Oh, there's... That's an odd limit to put on in your life.
That's an odd limit
it's
to,
a
put
big
on,
candle.
To put on anything.
Even if it's a big candle, it's probably $2 worth of wax.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was in the wax.
What if you priced out wax?
$8 dart.
But even if it's $2 of wax, paying $8 is not ridiculous when you compare it to the markup of other things.
Paying $75 is.
Yeah, but you said
you're
$8.
Saying $8 is the proper markup.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
for
$2
worth of wax.
Yeah,
yes, $75 is correct.
Yeah.
What?
No, he's right.
When's
about
last
that.
Last time
y'all $75 is too much. He's right. $75 is too much to pay for a candle. He's wrong that $8 should be the high end.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm focusing on. I think.
I mean, you go down to that Magnolia, and they don't have one cheaper than probably $30.
The movie theater?
No, in Waco. You know, the silo, when you go down and you...
Shiplap people.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is being talked about right now?
Chip and Joanna.
The Shiplap people opened a theater that sells candles?
No, I don't
Chip
know.
Is called,
you
don't
Chip know and Joanne, who now own Waco.
Yeah.
They have expensive Magnolia. Candles.
That's their brand, the Magnolia.
Okay.
Farthead.
Don't call them that.
I'm calling
just because
you
they
that.
Opened a candle company.
Calling you that.
Oh. And Nazi monkeys. What?
Go ahead.
Russian prosecutors have launched an investigation after a monkey appeared at a circus wearing a Nazi uniform.
Why would anyone dress up a monkey like that?
Like what?
Like a Nazi.
The show also featured goats wrapped in Nazi flags with swastikas. And the performance was part of this circus show that was commissioned by the Russian Orthodox Church.
Wow.
Whoa, Jer, stop the show for just a minute and let me catch up.
The church doing messing with us.
Craig's buffering over here.
We gotta...
What is the church doing messing with a Wheels Off Circus?
Yeah.
They were raising awareness for Nazi monkeys. So it's forbidden in Russia to display any Nazi symbols. Except Vladimir Putin changed the rule in March of 2020, and he allowed an exemption if the display of the Nazi symbols promotes a negative attitude towards Nazi ideology.
Sounds like a Nathan for You bit.
Yeah, it does. It does. So the circus is saying that images of the animals in Nazi uniforms are taken out of context, and they're defending this, saying that they were trying to show Nazis in a negative light by showing them as their uniforms on monkeys at the end of a leash. Have you ever seen a Nazi monkey? Or a monkey Nazi?
No, I don't think so.
Which is the proper way to go with that? Is it Nazi monkey or monkey Nazi?
I think the former.
You don't sound too sure, however.
Descriptor, then noun.
Okay.
So Nazi monkey.
Yeah, but Nazi is also a noun, right?
Good point.
Yeah. I think it works either way, due to the transitive properties of this great nation of ours. You can go either way.
Courage.
And then, George, we don't have time for your story that you were going to read, but I want to promote this. Tomorrow, Giorgio is going to do a dramatic reading of a story. You can open up your secret communique that you got from... Who's it signed by on the
it says,
front?
To George, do not open until the corner. Thank you, new President Joe Biden.
So it's very official.
Okay.
It's very official. Just read us the headline that you're going to be talking about tomorrow as we laterally tees or horizontally tees. I forget which one this is called.
Too.
Just the headline.
First preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, paleontologist says.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yes, that will be tomorrow at this time.
A special communique from the new president.
Put that in the new story file.
From now President Joe Biden.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner. 9:31 on the ticket.